Hi, this is Dan Steinberg. If you really want to know what Tony Kornheiser thinks about something, don't listen to this awful podcast. Just read my transcriptions on the DC Sports Blog. Bye.
Tony had a show, but left it for the summer, took his talents to Delaware. Was he coming back? A couple little's wondered. Yes, a few of us still care. He's back.
So we have a Jerry Negrelli song.
Oh, yes.
That we got so carried away at the open that we forgot that the only reason that people tune into this show is that's to hear right. The songs. It's not to hear us. We are the bridge between songs.
That's right.
Where do you hear the Robert?
We're the seventh inning of this show.
Yeah, we're the Casey Jansons.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for September 3rd, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. Tony Kornheiser is back on the radio, and we are featuring some of the great songs from his show and the many, many, many songs that can't fit into that show on this podcast today. First of all, I wanted to give a big thanks to Dan Steinberg, the Cheese Boy, for that ridiculous open there. I really appreciate that. And then I also wanted to comment, it really is great to have Tony back. Now there's finally a laugh track for all these songs. You know, we've been listening to him in a vacuum for the past few months. And this podcast and the audience that listens to it, we have kind of a complicated relationship. This, I think, about sums it up. From iTunes, this is from Tahoe WF, is a review of the podcast. It says, "Thank goodness Mr. Tony is back soon. I can go back to not listening to these podcasts and save them up for Mr. Tony's next extended hiatus." So, yeah, I understand. These are going to be shorter now that Tony's back and a little bit more focused. You know, in the summer we have kind of extended editions. I understand that with Tony doing two or three shows a week before, you know, he takes days off, that there's a lot of content to get through, so I'll try to get the best and really pack this full with good content. If you have suggestions, you can email me, podcast@tkjingles.com. Send me your feedback of things you'd like to hear on this podcast. I really do want it to stay community-driven. If you have a guest segment, if you have something else you'd like to contribute, ideas for how we can mix it up. You know, last week we had a Billy Joel special. This week is going to be just another Billy Joel special. We're going to do two full hours. Just kidding. I don't think we actually have a single Billy Joel song today. So we kind of OD'd on that last week. Now we got a different set list. But this week, today, we're going to have a featured collection of Welcome Back Tony songs, a section of songs all about the Redskins and the RG3 saga, a few extra tunes, and then the mailbag. And then I think the week after that, depending on what's going on with Tony's show, looking to have a RG3 musical episode, really kind of chronicling the rise and fall of Robert Griffin, using songs we already have and maybe one or two extra ones that you guys might write in the meantime. But this will be really focused on that saga. I don't intend for it to be a musical per se. Like, I don't want to go out and get the songbook from Phantom of the Opera or something. I mean, it's just really, if it's Candle in the Wind, if it's Money for Nothing, like the songs we already have, weaving them together to kind of show the rise and the fall there. I also want to do a duets episode, and then to make it up to Brad for doing the Billy Joel episode, I think we'll do either a Simon and Garfunkel or a Beatles episode at some point this fall. So if you've got some feedback on that, send it my way. All right, so up front here, playing some of these Welcome Back tunes. We're going to start with my favorite of the bunch here by Jason Fuse, Back to Yak, an AC/DC parody. And then Byron and Joe teaming up for Finally Home from Rehoboth. John Fitzpatrick with a wonderful recap going all the way from July 2nd, or I guess June 27th, TK Jingles Live, from that moment until Tony's return. On Air Again, finally, a great, great jingle. Then KJ with a wonderful performance on Here Comes Tony Again. Jason Fuse again with Summer in the Shitty, and then Neil and Rockville and Joe Arrow teaming up with Back in the USSR.
Back to Yak, or get free snacks. Doesn't know, we're glad that you're back. Time to let loose and crush some fools. We know you got plenty reasons to shout, like how about those think about Matt? Will he be shipped off to Gujarat? How about Strava Clinton, the RG3 schism? What's the opposite of a rotten optimism? Now you're back. It might be for the snacks or a new Cadillac, but you got a new contract. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're so glad you're back.
They used to work the whole year through, when writing columns was all he knew. Then he got his big break on the TV, and now he leaves for a month or three. We can scream and shout, but he ain't about to go taking 2 weeks off like you. 'Cause he's a rich, important guy, and he's made millions from PTI. Now he's finally home from Rehoboth. Coming back is always tough. Yeah, he's finally done with vacation. 10 weeks off is never enough. Still getting full-time pay. Golfing every day.
About 2 months ago, as Tony shut down the show, the Littles came out to sing and shout, the Jinglers were all aglow. When Tony and his crew showed up at Kilroy's too, then he bid adieu, made it clear to whoever listens to his chatter, you'll be standing in the lurch. You can search, his show ain't airing. My God, that's tough, he stood us up. He's golfing, we're despairing. Just as we should have known, he's back on his radio home, on air again, finally. It seems that only yesterday, the Nats were sure to rule the day. Fans look forward to what these guys could do, winning titles on every play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around. Went from winning clutch to losing much, and the Mets lead, it increases, stinking the joint out. Blame it on Matt, think he has cursed me. So surely Mr. Tony's pissed, he'll tell us why overtly. It's exactly what I need to hear the old man screed on air again, finally.
Here comes Tony again, clogging up the air with his neuroses, clogging up the air with pointless information. You wanna know how to boil some eggs? You wanna know where Kirchen shops for food? You want to hear about Stern's vacation? Was he lunch for a moose? What happened to RG3? Sable skins are screwed. What's wrong, Maddie? Say they're screwed too. Welcome back, Tony. Oh, we've missed you. Rain again. Someone call Michael, it's a tragedy.
Hot damn, the summer didn't kill him. He's back on the air, we're glad to hear it. He's been out and we need his opinions. Who's he ate more, Gruden or Williams? All around, DC teams are half dead. What's up with RG3 and the Orchid? But now that Orange is back, we just want to hear him yak.
Come on, come on, tell us what you think. For the last 2 months we've had to wait. And Tone, don't you know it's a pity that the show is better for listening when DC teams are shitty. And boy, these teams, they are shitty.
Droving from Rehoboth Beach to 404, hit my bed by 8 last night. All the way across I had to close my eyes. Man, that bridge is such a fright. I'm back on my radio show. Now get out of my chair, boys. Back on my radio show. Been away so long and that ain't in first place. Still don't eat ice cream with a cone. Can't wait to talk about the things I've missed. Nigel, get at me on the phone. I'm back on the radio show. Now just get out of my chair, boys. Back on the radio, back on the radio, back on the radio show. Well, Kevin's newscast will be really great. I'm sure someone will die. The price of coffee makes me scream and shout. New York, it's always on my mind. Now come on! Back on my radio show. Now get out of my chair, boys. Back on my radio show. Kevin's newscast will be really great. I'm sure someone will die. The price of coffee makes me scream and shout. New York is always on my mind. No! Show me how to get to work a faster way. But stop me off at PTI. Did you hear about the plane that caught on fire? Man, I really hate to fly. I'm back on the radio show. Now just get out of my chair, boys. Back on my radio show.
All right, some awesome welcome back songs there. There are several more at tkjingles.com. Check them out. The one thing I was most looking forward to Tony talking about when he came back was the Redskins situation, and I think it's reflected here in all the songs that were sent in the week leading up to Tony's return. So I want to play a couple of those right now. These first few are by me, and then there's a great Schoolhouse Rock parody by Jason Fuse, QB Concussion, Steve Lipton with RG3, A Draft Oddity, and then Luke Overbay and Jason Fuse teaming up on a Karate Kid parody, I'm the Best Around. And just to recap, if you weren't tracking the situation, within the course of about 6 or 7 days, RG3 said that he was the best quarterback in the league. Then when he was questioned about his concussion, why he was even playing in the game that got him hurt, he said, well, man, I just play here. And then like 2 days later, he was benched for the whole season. So we're going to go on that roller coaster of Redskins RG3 fun with a couple of tunes here.
I got another concussion today, and my ribs hurt too. Another year we'll be in last place with no excuse. When I'm down on the ground, I hear the don't they know I'm the best, the best, the best in the league? It's like they doubt I'm the best, the best, the best on the team. Do you really want to cut me and start anew? My receivers are open, you say, but I don't see them. Then get hit again. I worked hard to improve, but I'm not there yet. Don't you see I'm the best, the best? the bottomless team, you fool. What's wrong with you? We suck. You must see it too. If I'm the best, the best, the best, DC is screwed.
Yeah, boy.
Hello, it's Robert Griffin. All the sports shows going out of control over something stupid I said. Don't know why I played. Go ask Jay. I'm like the guy who sells beer. I just work here. Maybe you think that my answer sucks. You expect more leadership from a quarterback who's making $6 million. Well, then I guess this team should have drafted Andrew Luck. I don't give a fuck. I just work here.
Redskins fog to RG3. Redskins fog to RG3. Leave your playbook here and keep your helmets off.
Down! 390! 390! Yellow! Omaha! Omaha set!
This is Redskins Park to RG3, your waiver wire grade. And the papers want to know who you'll play for. 'Cause it ain't gonna be in Washington anymore.
Don't you know I'm the man, and no true words have ever been spoken. So I drop back 3 steps when it should have been 5. Sean always thinks he's wide open. And I may only play half the year, I'm as bitter as a window pane. But like my predecessor Beck, I'm getting better every day. I'm the best around. The groom's always trying to keep me down. I'm the best around. Why does everyone think that I'm a clown? I'm the best around. Though I might not be the best in town. I'll live for week one, at least before that hit. What day is it and what year? Don't ask me questions about what I don't know. Hey man, I just work here. My coach won't trust me just because I read the wrong side of the field. Jay Gruden's no Miyagi, but I'm kind of a big deal. I'm the best to play. Doesn't matter if it translates to games. I'm the best to play. And if we lose, I'll find someone else to blame. I'm the best to play. And now the best option for somewhere.
What's the function of leaving RG3 in a preseason game? QB concussion and some dysfunction. Can plot it all out on an inertial reference frame. QB concussion, now they've f***ed him. Not really his fault, but he'll still get the blame. And 2 for 5, that's not a good stat. But did you see that O-line? Who's throwing behind that? And then there's Coach Gruden, the lesser of the two. Is he into the QB controversy by getting all but one of them smashed flat? QB concussion. discussion. They're so fucked up. Maybe the organization is completely cursed. RG3, McCoy, and Cousins, do any of them have the onions to stand behind that old line? Losing ain't new, but come on, dude. Getting killed wasn't part of the deal hitherto. So boo, boo, boo.
Here, people, this is how you do it. If you want to ruin an NFL team, if it ain't working, try something confusing. Fake a concussion, bench your starting QB. That'll do it. That plan is really stupid. A raging dumpster fire in Washington. The Jets had someone break a guy's jaw, but that don't match our dysfunction. There are exactly 16 million reasons Griffin's gone in 2016. I hear Jared is going to prison now, so maybe Subway can be Robert's plan B. Going with Cousins, benching RG3. Going with Cousins, neuropsychology.
I never heard of that.
Going with Cousins to the intern in week three.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Going with Cousins.
Alright, I think we made our point. Benching RG. Let's get out of
here. So much material lost with the benching of RG3, but knowing this team, we're not gonna count him out just yet. I remember when I did Goodbye RG3 last November. That captured the moment, the mood of the moment at the time, that RG3 was totally done. And then in February, it all turned around when Gruden named him the starter for the year. So I thought that that was going to be a song I would live to regret. And then here we are, proved right that he still is not starting a game. But all it takes is one hit on Cousins or something happened to McCoy, and he'll be right back in there unless they cut him. So I'm crossing my fingers that there's more drama to come. All right, so now I wanted to play a couple of extra tunes here. First, the number one jingle of the week, as featured on Tony's first show back, In the Club by Rob. And this one captures the sentiment of what it's like to be a fan of Tony's show and all the little inside jokes and stuff like that. And then my own homage to the just-in-time jingle, Run Flat Tires. Steve Lipton is the master of churning out two or three songs about whatever was on that day. And always funny and good, and driving us all, to extremes to try to keep up with the pace. And then, lastly, a demo I did a long time ago. I think this was on the very first or second podcast episode. Frank Sinatra. It was a very good year. I would love to finish this, and maybe just do something different with it, though. I mean, we could make it about Tony's life, kind of like that Bill Bardo Leningrad song, or about a totally different topic. But it would be cool to do like four different voices on this. So if you have any ideas, contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com, and see if we can come up with something. But anyway, now Into Club, Run Flat Tires, and It Was a Very Good Year. And then we're going into the mailbag with a wonderful new song by John Fitzpatrick.
Go, 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 Tony. Name the Rascals like it's 1970. You can name the Rascals. Their names never change, so you can name the Rascals. I'm not sure what it proves to us that you can name the Rascals. The fact I know you know this puts me in the club. You crush your enemies and you're getting free grub. You're at a right angle when you're laying in the tub. I'm tracking the minutiae your life comprised of. Getting ready for a flight, taking anxiolytic drugs. Listen to relaxation tracks through your earbuds. Shoes 36 pants are getting kind of snug. Wishes with lots of holes is tastier than none.
I download the podcast, it's 12:15 from a digital clubhouse on 980. There's a litany of passwords and secret handshakes. It's epic and classic, a veritable earthquake. Left, left, right, 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 left. Driving on Connecticut, a tricycle up ahead. Going 15 miles an hour during the morning commute. Pull around and give him the Mr. Tony salute. How much can he bench press? It's hard to say when he's doing bicep curls with 8 pound weight. His son Michael is a golfer, handicap is a 2, and he can tell you why your Saurian's a rational dude. He buys a shirt at Lord and Taylor, then he's taking it back. We send him crack, pepper, triscuits, you can rack that snack. He goes back to Lord and Taylor and he shuffles around with a coupon in his fist, consternation on the his fact brow. That I know the this puts me in the club. You're losing red bocce ball underneath the shrub. Your nightly nemesis is rooting for the Cubs. The purple line is bisecting your country club. You're scaring Anna Kendrick and you're feeling kind of snub. Gilbert dropped a deuce and bought your shoes, need scrub. Ascending Barry Manilow on stage in a hub. Burning Marisetti to the ground, a labor of love.
As he lost PSI. If you think that he stopped and changed a flat tire or called the tow truck for a ride, then you don't know this guy. He decided to drive on the rim after OnStar couldn't help him. But in the end he should have known he'd be fine. Same thing happened last time, made it to the station alright, cause he has run flat tires. He has run flat tires. He has run flat tires. He has run flat tires.
When I was 17, I lost all of my hair. I lost all my hair one summer when I went to camp. Larry Brown worked for Shirley, and he counseled me. When I was 17.
His name is Jerry. He's gonna read the mail. Big thanks for all you played us. We'll tell you how we feel. Songs about Tony and about RG3. Tone so grandpa like Ridge, but surely sounds cheap. Songs are better when Skins grew up again. Man, that Nats bullpen let me jingle about it. This podcast rules time after time. I download and then I unwind. The Grelly makes it all seem like child's play. Your emails are now on their way.
Thank you, John Fitzpatrick, the king of the TK Jingles podcast mailbag. I think that's the third song John has sent in. Totally awesome. All right, I wanted to read a couple of Facebook comments here from the TK Jingles Facebook page. Alex Marino says, between RG3, the Nats, and Trump, Tony has his hands full. And this was the day before Tony's first show back, which, of course, Tony announced at the beginning of the show. There's three topics I need to talk about, RG3, the Nats, and Trump, so Alex nailed it there. And then I thought this was just so funny. This is Jess and Boo Rogers responding to the Money for Nothing parody. Said, haha, so true, especially Cousins getting hurt in week 3. My phone is not working right now for some reason. Okay, thanks for sharing. I just thought that was awesome. All right, and then I wanted to focus now on the TK message boards. So we've talked before kind of the philosophy of the jingle, and I myself taking it too seriously and kind of expounding on what I put into it and how I think we should do it. And, you know, take what I say with a grain of salt. You obviously, many of you ignore me anyway, so it doesn't matter. But the Tiki message boards, I think, really highlighted one of my concerns. So just I wanted to just share this. So Dagobah comments, says, I'm really looking forward to the show being back. I hope the podcast is still available on the same day. However, I'm worn out on the TK jingles. One problem is that we don't have access to lyrics ahead of time. Most of the time, it's hard to understand every word being sung. I can't enjoy the funny lyrics if I can't understand them. I think the show has put too much emphasis on playing TK jingles. One real good one each week would be enough for most of us. And then Mike and Burke immediately jumped on that and said, wrong, but thanks for playing. But then Maxine responded and said, I totally agree. I can almost never understand the words. One good and clear one a week is a great idea. And then Robin Arlington joins in and says, anything that takes the mic away from Saliza is a good thing. Also, the Littles who make these really nice and talented and nice people. Yet I do wonder if we're bordering on jingle fatigue. And then Neilan Rockville kind of ends it here saying, as a conduit between the jingler, emailer, poster world, I believe I can state that just like the markets, things run in cycles. And I think that's true, you know, that Tony's show ebbs and flows with how much they focus on these silly songs. But I think it's just a reminder to those of us that are writing it, never to take this for granted. As much fun as it is to have a two-minute song aired on the show, I can assure you that there's a good percentage of the audience rolling their eyes about a minute 15 into it going, all right, I got the joke. Are we done with this yet? And every now and then, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody. I think that I did that one show more. It was like 3.5 minutes. I mean, that was preposterously long. So, you know, obviously, I'm not free of sin. But just something to keep in mind here. You know, Gary once said that nobody's ever asked what's with those songs. But the one audience that is kind of periodically annoyed with us is the emailer. So I don't want to stifle anybody's creativity or anything like that. I just would encourage you, when you send these things in, avoid long instrumental breaks. Avoid those long instrumental run-ups. If you can just edit it to make it short, pithy, and hopefully adjust the volume so that your vocal is loud enough. I noticed on the first show back, man, both my jingle and Robert Byrd's jingle were quiet as heck. I mean, I had to jack up my radio to hear them. And for whatever reason, when Nigel's playing them back, they're very quiet. So we're at a disadvantage to begin with. Unless you mix it super loud, which then it sounds like crap on the website. So you gotta strike a balance, I guess. But anyway, thank you if you listened this far. Tony's back and you have many choices in podcasts. And I appreciate that, even though this is free, that you lend me your ear for a half hour each week and we're able to commiserate on all the silly songs and the jokes and music that bring us together every week on Tony's show. So I will be back next week. If you've got feedback on this show, you can leave a review on iTunes. You can email me, podcast@tkjingles.com, or, of course, on the Twitter, @JerryNegrelli, or on the Facebook at facebook.com/tkjingles. I'll be back here next week with another glorious episode of the TK Jingles podcast.
Running through a light, didn't see it changing red. Grabs her iPhone, sends a friend another text. Does her lipstick and sets the curling iron on low. People say she drives like crazy. At 25 she's doing 80. Is she a bit distracted, maybe? Even when the light changes, moving violations you've never heard of, including some they hadn't thought of, but still she doesn't lift her head up. Even when the light changes, oh my God, now changing her.
We get tons of feedback on the show.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say, what's with those songs? Why do you guys keep playing those songs?